Well, it's called, I think you have the handout, the PowerPoint handout. It's intimacy with God. Why I put it this the last one? Because to be able to listening to His voice, we need to go through that forgiveness. We need to go through His Father heart of God. Because when we still have the unforgiving heart and we still have this problem with the Father heart of God, we find hard to listen from Him. So one layer is down, you know, like an onion, one layer down, second layer down, now we are ready. Yeah?
Nice God.
Amen. Okay, it's intimacy with God, listening to His voice. Theory that says God can no longer speak to His people directly. Okay? We know that Jesus, God, speak to us through Bible. That's ultimate. Okay? This is our filter. This is every day how we hear from Him. This is the Bible. But God also can speak to us directly. Do you believe that? Yeah, but there are people who don't believe. They think God is too holy, God is too big, it's impossible. This holy and great God wants to come down and talk to me directly. Yeah, Hebrews 5:14 says, but solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. So Paul says that we need to practice to differentiate good and evil. We need to put into practice how to hear His voice every day to be able to recognize, is this the word of God? This is His voice, or the voice from the devil, or the voice from the world, or this is from myself. We need to practice. It's not instantly we can hear His voice. Okay, John 10:3-4. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him. For they do not know the voice of the strangers. Once again, it says that he goes before them and the sheep follow him. For they know his voice. Who's goat here? I just jokes with my friends. And he says, oh, I don't know. Whatever God said, are you goat or sheep? I was joking. We usually joke to each other, and he says, "You gold." Yeah. So, Bible says sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd, and he ran away from the stranger's voice. Yeah. In the Middle East, in Jerusalem, Israel, the shepherd walked at the front, and the sheep will follow them. But back in Indonesia, the sheep will at the back and like tell them to go from, it's from behind. But in the Middle East, I think the shepherd will go to the front, and then the sheep will follow them wherever they go. So Jesus used this everyday life activity to bring them, to give them an understanding about His voice, about how to follow Him. Okay, 5 obstacles prevent us from listening to the voice of God. Okay? There's obstacles that prevent us to listening to His voice. First is disbelief. This is the biggest obstacles. Disbelief. We feel like, will it be possible for the Holy God to speak to me? Or can I hear Him? It's a simple thing. Really? Can I? Me? Hear Him? Yeah, disbelief. How to overcome this? Start to build your faith. Build an intimacy with God. Do not give up easily. Don't stop until you hear something. Keep on doing it. God will surely speak. The word Hebrews 5:14 says we have to practice. Okay, I tell my friends, if I have two best friends, okay, they have very different type of voice. If I'm sitting outside and they were sitting here in the midst of like 50 people, because I've been friends with them so long, many, many years, it doesn't matter in between 50 people, 40 people, 100 people, because I have intimacy, close relationship with them. I know which one is my friend's voice and I know which one is not. Why? How come I can differentiate my friend's voice with other people's voice? Because I talk to them every day. I have relationship with them every day. So how to overcome this disbelief? We have to build up our intimacy, our relationship with God every day. Back again to the last night. We have to set aside time. We have to make a time to sit down, to have our devotions or quiet time every day. Stagnations of spirit. Just like our physique, our soul need to be fed in order to grow, and senses of our spirit need to keep developing from time after time. Romans 8, 13 to 16. Can anyone please read it? You see, it says, if you live by the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you will live. Why we face stagnations of spirit? We feel stuck. That means we are follow our own flesh. We not live according to the Spirit that lead us. God lead us through His Spirit. He speak to us. He guide us through Holy Spirit, who help us understand everything. How to develop our spiritual man? Read and dwell in the Word of God. Yesterday, I said, last night, I said, don't read other books more than we read Bible. Amen? We read, I said to my, as a young people, they really like to read novels, many things. But I said, if you read novels 5 hours, just example, 5 hours a day, make sure that you will read a Bible 6 hours a day. I mean, just example, if you read a novel 1 hour a day, make sure you will read a Bible 1.5 hours a day. Why? Because if you read novel more than you read Bible, that story in the novel will take over your mind. But if you read Bible more than what you read the novel, the Word of God will occupy your mind, your spirit. Your spirit will be stronger than your flesh. Obey Him when He speaks. Example, when you are woken up in a certain hour, do not delay. Yeah? So obey. One of the ways we learn to develop our spiritual man is obey Him. When He says something simple, even though we don't understand, if this is really us, oh God, just try. It's okay to make mistake, no problem. Just do it. Learn. Like I said before, God will woken up like maybe not only that, it's a simple thing. While you're cooking, while you do your house working or whatever, suddenly God drops a picture of face, of someone's face in your mind. And in your heart. come I remember? I don't know why I keep thinking about it. These persons. Why? And you started to pray for him, for her and him. And suddenly, 2 days later, that you find out that he's not well or she's not well. There are reasons why God talked to you, because he see you, that person is not well. So what happened if you don't respond? What happened if you don't obey? He might get worse. But because your obedience, it really helps him. He was able to go back and go home and rest, and he feel better. But she feel better. Yeah. Pray in spirit. Once again, those who have a gift or tongues, you can pray in spirit. But also, the pray in spirit means that you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you to reveal to you what the needs of that person that you are going to pray for. Praise and worship God. When this is the things that helped me the most after all the tragedy in my life. I could not read Bible. I could not pray at all. Every time when I read the Bible, I doubt every single word inside it. But this is the good things of our God. He never leave us alone with nothing. And he gave me the power, the weapon to overcome all of this, which is worship. I cannot pray, I cannot read a Bible, but I still can worship God. I play music and I worship, I singing along with Terry Malcolm, with whoever is that, I singing along with them. And slowly the healing power comes down. Okay, disregard and disobedience. Actually, the translations, the word that I use is neglect. But since it's hard for me to say it, so I changed to disregard. Yeah, just being honest. Okay. Yeah, disregard or neglect and disobedience can emerge from hardened heart. How can it be? The more we ignore the voice we heard, the more our heart likely to get hardened. Yeah? So when God says something to us and he says, oh, I'm sleepy, oh, I'm tired, we ignore him. And the second time when he speaks again, we still get him, but we still, oh, okay, never mind. The third time when he speaks, we could not hear anymore. He tried to warn us, but we can't see, we can't hear, because our hardened heart. Often we blame God. So how come you never talk to us? How come you don't warn us? Actually, he did, but because our hardened heart, we could not see and hear. Yeah, how to overcome? Ask for forgiveness once again. For our disobedience, start to live obedience, and when we hear his voice, obey. Obedience. See, unforgiving heart. That's why we have to start with forgiveness, because hardened heart will eventually deafen our spiritual ear and prevent us from hearing the voice of God. Unforgiving will harden our heart and we will reject the word of God. Do you understand? When we have unforgiving heart, whatever Jesus says, we could not believe, like what I experienced. I could not accept what the Bible says because I'm so angry, I'm so bitter, nothing in the Bible at that moment I could believe. The devil often at times shifts our focus from God to something else. This is what we call distraction. How to overcome? Cast the devil with the authority and the power given by God in Jesus' name. Command our soul, mind, heart, and will to obey and submit to the mind and will of Christ. The biggest battle, the biggest spiritual warfare, it's not that we going out and go to some dangerous area and we say, we command all the stronghold in this area to leave these people. No, the biggest spiritual battle is in our mind. If we can win our mind, then we can go to another place. this is the biggest battle that happened. But Bible says, David says often, says, oh my soul, hope in the Lord. Oh my soul, why are you weary? Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. David command his body, his soul to hope in the Lord. And not only that, Paul says, I take captive of my mind and I command my mind to submit under the power and authority of Jesus Christ. That means we can command our mind, our soul, the wandering mind and soul, to be quiet, and we command to submit under the power and authority of Jesus Christ in us. So when you close your mind, and I want to pray, Lord, I'm going to pray, and suddenly, oh, I forgot, I need to go for shopping. What's for dinner? Oh, I haven't washed their uniform. This mind is the biggest battle, wandering around like crazy. And we can't just sit still. It's so hard for us to sit. But guess what? The Bible says we can take captive of our mind, and we command our mind to be silent, submit under the power and the authority of Jesus. We can command our souls when we feel sad, when we feel broken. We can do like David says, hope in the Lord. Don't be afraid. Hope in the Lord. Hope in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Command. And our body will follow our decision. Amen? Why don't we practice? Now, do this. Take up your finger like this. Put it into your head. And command. I command. Or I take captive of my mind. And I command my mind to submit under the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. So try this. If it's still not be really totally silent, do it again. I take captive of my wandering mind. I command to silent, be quiet in the presence of the Lord. Submit under the power and authority of Jesus Christ. I try that many times and it definitely works. It helps me. Because like if you don't have much time, like especially mothers, like you only have 15 minutes and you have to fight like in another 10 minutes, then another 5 minutes is too fast for you. So just sit down, wandering around, just come in, and then I want to be still and I want to hear from him. So my mind, be silent. How God speaks. Let's read this. Numbers 12, 1 to 8. Can someone read it out loud for me, please? Like, wow. Like, can you believe that the Lord himself stand and defend Moses in front of these people? They criticize him. They talk bad. And Jesus says, hey, three of you, come up. Like that. And Father said, come up. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you who is Moses for me. I talk to the Proverbs. Let's read again in the verse 6. If there were prophets among you, the Lord will reveal myself in first visions. I will speak to them in dreams, but not with my servant Moses. Of all my house, he is the one I trust. I speak to him face to face, clearly, not in riddles. He sees the Lord as he is. So God speaks to us through vision, dreams, face to face, or audible. What else? Dreams, yeah? Who else in the Bible who have these gifts, dreams? Joseph, yeah? The language of sleep. Vision, God uses three kinds of language according to the image above. Semi-conscious, flesh image in the screen of our heart. Visions, the spirit world. So semi-conscious is like, do you remember when Peter so the angels come up and down? Yeah, it's like a half real but half sleep. We call it trance. Yeah, I have this experience once only in my entire life. And we call it 24 hour tower, prayer tower. So that day, my prayer times, I was assigned 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock in the morning. And then, but I have very packed day that day. I have to meet up with youth and everything until 10 o'clock. So I have less than three hours to sleep, and I have to wake up at 12 midnight and started to pray. And I'm exhausted. So the moment I arrive in the prayer tower, I told God, okay, God, I'm going to sleep. Okay, I'm going to rest. Give me a break. I'm tired. I'm doing ministry. And I fell asleep. But that day, actually, we've been praying for certain area, for the young people in that area, which is the stronghold, really strong. And in that area, we can see that the devil really captures young people's heart and take them to very, very bad, like free sex and things like that. So we are in the middle of big, big battle to pray for young people. So at that night, I fall asleep. And actually around 2 o'clock, I was supposed to wake up at 12, and I fall asleep like 2 o'clock. I was about to wake up, and half wake up. And suddenly, once again, there's a lady, this time it's not a man, a lady, came from the door. She wear this like a dress, long dress, but with big red roses printed. And she came closer to me, and she has like a knife in her hand, and she said, she put it, my stomach, you can say, stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing at the moment. Like, you're praying for these young people in this area. Stop. So she poked my stomach in that vision, half sleeping. And behind him, I could see there are people who walk in clothes, like dark clothes, and cover their face. I could not see. I couldn't even see the face. It's just women with hair, with roses, red roses. And she tried to hurt me. And I was like in panicking, because I know this is the devil that come try to attack me. So what I'm going to do, I started to pray, Jesus, help me, Jesus. And then something came up in my heart, says, ask the angels of God come to you. And I say, Lord, I pray and I ask, you send your angels to surround me right now in the name of Jesus. And I could hear loud voice on the roof, boom, like that. And then when I hear that loud voice, I could see they started to withdraw like this. And I woke up, I try to look for my phone, I call my friends like crazy, like, oh, please pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. It was so scary, but it's so real that God, the way God protects us is amazing. The moment I say, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will send your angel, and then boom, loud voice on the roof. It's like the angel come down, and then they stab it through. I do have a very bad stomach pain 3 months after that, but heal. It's just, yeah, and flesh image in the screen of our heart. Like I said, God reminds you, put someone's faces in your heart, in your mind, to, oh, that I have to pray for them. Visions in the spirit realm, when you pray and God show you pictures like movie. One way God speak to me as well, or my other friends, is through visions. But my other good friends, see, this is so funny. All vision that she saw is black and white. I mean, this is one experience. What the pictures that we saw is usually colorful, right? Like the color. But every time when she saw visions, always black and white. I was joking. Something wrong with your televisions. It's an old one. Change to the new one. She says, I'm trying. I don't know what happened. He said, black and white, always black and white. And so funny. And then, yeah, so true visions. I know that all of us experience this. Most of us experience it while you pray and God show you pictures of flowers. My mom loved plants. So every time when he pray for somebody, God will show vision through a plant, like all plants. I say, oh, mom, so funny, always plant. But it's true, whatever it is, because that's what interests us the more, so that's how God speaks to her. True stillness. When we come into his presence and be quiet, then Bible says he speaks very softly, gentle. Holy Spirit is a very gentle spirit. Speak to us softly and gently in our heart. True stillness. When we quieten our heart, our mind, then we can sense him. Audible voice. 1 Samuel 3:1-10, it speaks about when Samuel, remember when God called Samuel, yeah? And then he says, who is that? Are you Lord? It's audible. God, you can hear his voice audibly. Sometimes when God called me to wake me up to pray, it sounds like my mom's voice. Mothers know this, because it's screaming at you like, wake up! So I'm like, this is why I experience this the most, when God wake me up, because maybe it's very hard for me to wake up in the morning. The only thing that makes me cry, other than in the presence of God, is have to wake up early. Oh my God, I need to wake up early. Oh my God, help me. So that's why God speaks to me very clear every time he wants me to wake up in a certain hour to pray. He will speak to me very clear. And then, audible. And I'm sure all of us is a sheep, so we can hear his voice. Amen? Because he's the shepherd. We are not gold, we are not other animals. We are the sheep, so we can hear his voice. We are his children, we can hear his voice. Through the words of God, this is what I love the most. Word of God is clearly shows who our God is. We don't have to look too far to find out who Jesus is and what his will, everything inside here. All visions, dreams that we receive from anyone, anybody, or even from ourselves, we need to look back to the word of God. Amen? Don't just receive it instantly, but check again. Is it aligned with the word of God or not? Is it true that the Bible says that or not? If it's not according or aligned with the word of God, don't take it. Okay? This is the best filter we have that Jesus given to us. True circumstances, yeah? God can speak through the circumstances, situations, to remind us that actually he reminded us, he already spoke to us about something. 2 weeks ago, before I came here, I was building the playground for the children. It's a, you know, the seesaw and everything from the wood. And it's so tiring. And at the island, there's no street light. So it's pitch black at nighttime. And the road is dusty, holes everywhere. So when you ride a motorbike nighttime, if you don't very careful, you will just boom like that. Especially when you're tired, you just don't care anymore. You don't try to avoid or whatever. So I was, my friend was at the back, and I sent her back to the motel and then come back. Well, I'm on the way, and suddenly I can hear God says that, slow down and just go through the rough road slowly. And I said, huh? He says, slow down, don't try avoid, you will get into accident, it will hurt you if you speed up. Just go through the rough time slowly. I know that moment, he don't speak to me about that road, but he speak to me about my life. I was so tired complaining, and I just, so much problem with the workers, and I just want to be done everything by this year. I said, I don't care. I want this football court, I want basketball court be done by this year. I don't care. And it was just terrible. Everything didn't work well. And God says, slow down. Don't try to avoid. Just go through the rough time slowly. If you speed up, you will get into an accident. You will hurt yourself. You will hurt yourself. Don't rush. Just slow down. Slowly. Go through slowly. And I know God speak to me about that clearly. So when I come back, I will come back to Australia, and we have She Weekend in Sydney. Yeah? And then at the end of the sessions, Miriam pray for all of us. And I said, Miriam, everyone knows Miriam? Miriam, yeah. And I said, Miriam, can you pray for me? And Miriam said, yeah. And then she prayed for me. The moment she prayed, she says that I sense the Lord says, he says, I want you to relax and take it slowly. I just like laugh. I want to laugh. And she doesn't know this story. But Shelly knows, my other friends knows. Because I was telling her, I think I need to slow down, telling her, but she doesn't know that. So when she prayed and she said that, I opened my eyes and said, do you know what happened 2 weeks ago? I tell her that, and she said, oh, so it's just another confirmation. Yeah, I need to slow down. So see, God speaks to us through circumstances, from the rough road. God can speak to you as well with your circumstances. Anything that she wants, that he wants to talk to you, communicate with you, he can use everything around you. Through inner voice, something speak to you inside you, like really speak to you from the deepest of your heart, speak to you. There's something talk to me inside me. Differentiating voices. There are three kind of voices: the voice of God, the voice of man's ego, the voice of the devil. Yeah, the voice of God, firm, clear, and authoritative. Once again, align with the word of God, bring peace, receive confirmations once again, and selflessness. Everything that's selfish, it's not come from the Lord. Yeah. Everything that bring condemnations, it's not from the Lord. I remember when I pray and I was in the very bad situation, then I pray, suddenly Holy Spirit just reminds me everything like a movie. You do this to this person, you say this person, I will show a shame. I mean, I feel so bad, but I don't feel condemned. Like, I don't feel ashamed in front of him or like he embarrassed me, no. Somehow I just have peace, even though he correcting me, he tell me that this is my, I do something bad, but I feel peace. That's weird. I mean, that's how someone correcting you and you just feel this so much peace. That's God. when the devil correcting you, the devil said something, reminds you, you will feel low, you will feel down, you cannot wake up from your bed, you just want to die. That's from the devil. Men, influenced by souls and circumstances. Their tendency is their ego. It is possible to go along with the word of God, but maybe not with the will of God, and unstable. Keep changing. I always remember the story of the young people. One of the young people back, he likes this girl. He really likes, and he pray, and he came to this girl. He says, "I pray, the Lord says, you are my life partner." So this girl says, "Oh, really? Okay, I will pray as well." Ouch. She says, she pray, and she said, "Well, God didn't speak to me yet." Okay, then which he waited and he waited and he waited months and months, and this new girl came to church. And then after 3 months after that, she prayed and she said, "Oh, actually, I'm wrong. God says this girl is my other." So we all like, "Oh my goodness, are you serious? This is influenced by the circumstances, unstable." The word of God is stable, and he's certain, he don't change. Yeah. Devil, accuse, deceive, temptation to sin and to rebel, rebellious, contradictive to the words of God, causing us to put our ego up front. Everything from the devil will against the word of God. That's the easy way for us to filter. Whatever the devil says is always put up our ego, always against the will of God. All right, ready? This is exciting. Okay, do you have all pen and paper? Okay, this is what we are going to do. I'm going to read one of the Bible verse, like Psalm 23, one verse only. One verse or the whole verses. And then you choose from that verses that I read to you. Choose one verses and start it to imagine, like, just for example, I read it. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. He lets me rest in the green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams." So when I read it for you, the second verse, "He lets me rest in the green meadow." Try to imagine that God, that you are really with God, and he take you to these green pastures. Okay, you understand? Bring these scriptures alive in your imagination. Yeah? Enter the story through your eyes of imagination. And you ask, because once you do this, when you still started to put the word of God in your imaginations, let it flow. Allows God to continue to talk to you through your imaginations. Do you know that imaginations is one of the tools that God speaks to us? That is why the devil tries so hard to destroy young people's imagination through pornography. Because once he ruins that, it's so hard to get clean, and it's so hard to God to use that imagination to talk to us. All our senses are given to us so we can use it to communicate with him. One of them is imaginations. So today you use it to communicate, to imagining the word of God, and let it flow. So like if I read, he renewed my strength, he guided me along right path, bringing honor to his name. I will stop there, but don't stop your imagination, okay? Just let it flow. He might continue to talk to you in a different way through your imagination. And then you will ask him these two questions. Dear God, do you love me? God, what do you want to tell me? Okay? And write it down, his answer to you. I need you to write it down, okay? You have the paper? Write it down. Just ask him these two questions and write it down. I want you to relax. Okay, so once again, you can spread out. You can sit it on the floor, on the corner, whatever place you want to. You can sit it here as well. Just relax, because when you're relaxed, that's the best time you can communicate with God. I have a friend, I'm telling this everywhere when I go, who likes to put on makeup. So every time when she put on makeup, it takes hours and hours. Why? That's the best time. And that's the time when God speaks to her for many things. It's weird. She was sitting in front of mirror and like this and talking to God, and God speak to her. Oh, she write it down. It's just, write it down. It's hours. So if we have appointment like 9 o'clock, she will wake up at maybe 6:30 and started to sit in front of mirror and talk to God. And see, God just speak to her amazingly. Another friend is in the toilet. I'm serious. So every time when she started, text us in a WhatsApp group, oh, God speak to me, da-da-da-da-da-da, we all reply, are you in the toilet? And she just laughed, and she didn't reply, just send a picture of the toilet. Oh, my goodness. I said, this is a weird way, but God speak to us in the relaxed way, like on the most relaxed times of the day. Because we don't tense, we don't think too much. When we relax, he speaks to us. So today, just relax. Don't sit too close, because you don't have the movement, the freedom when God speaks to you. Because when I read the verse, maybe God will show up in your visions. He holds your hand along the path, and he says, sit down here or lay down. You might have to lay down. Just follow his instructions, okay? Follow his instructions. You have learned everything, how to hear the word of God. You have gone through forgiveness and Father heart of God. I'm sure you will see and you will hear him today talk to you. Just relax, allow him to go guide you through the image of the visions, through the Bible verse that will come. Use your imaginations. Okay? Ready? Yeah. I will read Psalm 23 for all of you, and you can choose one of the verse as a pictures in your mind to use as a imagination in your mind. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in the green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along my path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely, your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us and reveal your heart and your love to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Anyone wants to share? Volunteer? Come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to make mistake, okay? Has to be someone. Yeah.
My youngest daughter, Hannah, had a toy lamb, stuffed lamb. And one day, it got lost in our family. And it was like we were all grieving for this lamb. Because it was her precious thing. And I had to find this lamb. So I turned the house upside down and went up to the school, walked the streets, trying to backtrack over my steps during the day. Looked in the washing machine, looked in the fridge, looked in the microwave, everywhere. Hannah went to bed that night and she said, "I miss Lammy." And, you know, our whole family were grieving for this stuffed lamb. Anyway, next day I went back to this shop where we'd been that day. And it was, I'd been up to the shop that night. I looked in the window and I couldn't see anything. I was standing in the darkness looking into the shop and I couldn't see it. Next day, I went back. I'm going back to that shop and I'm going to have a good look. And there it was. And I picked that lamb up and I went, "Lammy!" in the middle of the shop. And I took it home. Silly me, I put the thing around my neck like the shepherd does, you know, in the car. And I'm driving home with this lamb around my neck. And I come home with this lamb, and I just felt so good. And that story just came back to me while I was reading the scripture, and I thought, maybe God, you're trying to tell me that I'm that little lamb. Mm. That's how much you love me. Hannah still has that lamb. She's 23. And it's all worn out, you know, and it's parts of it are all, you know, missing bits of fluff and everything. Sometimes I feel like that. Sometimes I feel like I'm all worn out, but I know that the Father still loves me, and I don't know why that little story just came back, but I'm going to receive that today as God's God's reminder that, you know, I'm precious to Him. And even when I'm going through those times when I feel, you know, fluff dropping off me and a bit ragged, you know, I'm still His precious child.
Yeah. He never gives up on us. Yeah? He keeps looking for us, waiting for us, never give up. We lost our ways, but He never give up on us. Keep looking for us. Anyone else? Yeah.
Thank you. When my daughter was little, she had what happened was I went to the thrift shop and I'd bought a whole stack of little soft furry toys. And as I was going home, and God's never spoken to me, not before, and He wasn't speaking to me then or since then. And all I hear is, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." And I went, "Okay, God, what's going on here? You don't talk to me." And I'm waiting for the lights to change. And I hear it again. And I go, "This is pretty spooky, God. I'm not schizophrenic or anything. What the heck is going on here?" And then when I got home and I'm unloading all of the toys, turns out to be this beautiful pink and white soft little bunny rabbit that accidentally the little battery had gone on, obviously. So my daughter absolutely loved that toy and stuff. But then when she got older, Rowena, I actually gave it away so some other child could get it because it's still in good nick because she treasured it, see? And then about a year later, I went down to the thrift shop here's this little pink and white bunny rabbit, because like I assumed it was the same one. I mean, I don't think it was the only one that was made. And I'm looking at it, and it's sitting on the service desk, you know, where the cash register is. And I'm thinking, what the heck, God? This beautiful little pink bunny rabbit hasn't, and white bunny rabbit hasn't been taken by somebody. Surely somebody knows, because somebody obviously hadn't pressed the button, you know, that's got this beautiful little rhyme to go with it and stuff. Anyway, long story short, I asked the lady how long it had been there, and she said a couple of weeks, so I bought it. So I had a little pink and white bunny rabbit that said, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen.
Anyone else? Thank you. When you ask these two questions, what is saying?
Yeah, the verses that stood out to me was, he renews my strength and guides me along the right path. So I asked God, do you love me? And he said, yeah. I love you with all my heart. So that was pretty cool. But God, what do you want to tell me? And he said to me, you just keep trying to do it on your own all the time. You don't rely on anyone. You're just very self-sufficient. And you wonder why you're so tired. You're so tired because you don't spend time with me. When you let me help you, when you follow my guidance, your relationship with Cheryl, it's my wife and Bailey, my stepson, is just so much better. While I only want the best for you, and my love is sufficient for you. When you follow my ways, you're not torn. You don't feel uncomfortable. When you follow my ways, you're in your element because you're home. You're where you are, where you belong. So jump into my arms and let me carry you for a while, and then we'll walk together through everything. Walk through everything together. So spend time with me. I miss you.
Amen. Anyone else? Can I say? Yeah.
Yes, I do. Haven't I always been there protecting you? Aren't I there with you now? I'm giving you peace right now as you write. I wrote this with the wrong glasses on, so I'm struggling reading it now with my right glasses on. I'm giving you peace right now as you write my words too. Listen to me, worship me, keep on worshiping me, and I will keep revealing my presence to you. Keep forgiving. I'm giving you freedom. Mm-hmm. Empty your mind. This will be easier as you practice. Chase the devil and he will flee from you. I'm your real father. It's all good.
Oh, that's sweet. Anyone? Yeah.
Hi, everybody. My name's Shelley. I'm
Hi,
new
Shelley.
Here. Thank you. Hi. I'm here with my friend Rachel. She came and rescued me today from a bit of a crisis. You know how you are strong for so long and you're strong for everybody else, and then it all starts to unravel and you have a bit of a meltdown. So I asked God, did he love me? And he said, I love you more than any of my creations. He said, I have never left your side, and you are my brother. I asked him what he wanted to tell me today, and he said, your grief today is not just about what you think it is. He said, it has built up over a long time, and it's a release. He said to me that I have been doing a lot of work and a lot of healing, and I'm going through a transition phase, and it's a big transition. It's like a new life phase. And he said, the tears are the letting go of the old. And that was really beautiful. And then he said something to me. He said, it was a feeling more than words. What he sent to me was you have done so amazingly well in your growth and your work and your healing that you've done on yourself, that this is a big transition for you. And be gentle with yourself. Be tender with yourself. And just take your time with it, because it's going to be new and you're going to feel sensitive. And I was really, really appreciative and so grateful for his loving words and support. So that's my story. Thank you for listening.
Anyone else?
Phoebe, I've realised that our Heavenly Father is even more like your father than you think.
Yeah.
Because when I asked those questions, he said, yes, I love you. I'm interested in everything about you because I created you.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the way you are. Please talk to me more. And then he said, I love you and I prepared a promise for you. And the promise was, I have chosen you to be my own precious possession. And I'm sure he has that message for a lot of people here, but we don't tell each other that, do we? Because we feel we're the special one amongst the group. And he finished off by saying, I want to hang out with you more.
Oh, that's sweet. Anyone else?
Mine was really similar, which is why I jumped up to share it. Because so mine came from the verses, you prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honour me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And as my mind travelled through that psalm to the end, it finished in being in the house of the Lord, in a mansion in heaven, dancing with Jesus, cheek to cheek, close, having fun, being twirled, and I couldn't even take my mind from it, you know. Like I didn't want to finish it, and Jesus didn't want to finish it. Like it just finished there. And then when I asked the question, "What do you want to tell me?" it was what you said about being a precious child. Jesus wants to do that with everybody, like not just me, and that's an invitation open to everybody that I need to be sharing and telling to people. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Okay, praise God. Now we are going to second practice. Now, I want you to take partner with the persons that you don't know. Okay, take partner with the persons that you don't know, and yeah, facing each other, be still in the presence of, ask God, what are the circumstances the person sitting in front of you is currently facing? And then when God speaks to you, pray over him. Don't share, don't talk about your problem to each other, okay? The reason why I have to pair you with the person that you don't know, so you don't know his problem, you don't know his situation, so you'll be able to learn to listen from God directly. Amen? But listen, God loves people that he can trust with secrets. There are times when God, when you ask this and God reveals something that no one else knows, that only that person has a problem. But I'm going to ask you to keep that as a secret only you and that person know, and never leave this room. Okay? Can we be trustable persons to be, God can reveal some secret to us and we're not going to tell anyone. Oh, God, speak to me about that person, that she's blah, 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 blah. Okay, no, all right? Because if God can trust us with something so precious that he wants us to know about that person, to be prayed for, not to take in and spread to other people. So take partner with someone that you don't know before, you don't know their problem, and facing each other, and started to pray and ask God,
What happened with this person? What do you want me to pray for him? Reveal to me. And when God's speaking to you, write it down, or pray over that person. And after that, you can exchange that paper, and that person could read it and says, oh, 3 out of 5 you pray is correct. Okay? Because we're learning here. We learn to hear the voice of God. We learn to make mistakes. Ready? Don't worry. Make mistake. Don't worry about making mistake. Just take partner with someone that you don't know. This is fun. Because you will be surprised that how God speaks to you actually very clear, then what you pray for that person actually 100% correct. You can pray, but I think you write it down and pray over that person because she needs prayer. It's scary. Just, oh, sorry. Sorry. See, it's fun, right? At first when we want to start it, you're so scared. But after this, you can't stop talking. Like, God speak to you so much about this person. Oh, da-da-da-da-da, yeah? Now, what I want to ask now, who got it 50% correct about that person? Raise your hand. Awesome. Yeah. Who got 75% correct? 80%? Oh. Okay, how about 100% correct? Yeah. 100% correct. Woo! Praise God. See? He speak to us. God spoke to us, right? So now you don't have to worry that is he really speak to us or not. See? They can't stop. Yeah. Okay, now I want to exchange partner again. Change partner again. Change different persons and do the same. Change different persons. Practice again. Come on, you can do it. Come on, change persons and then do the same. Yeah, change persons, change friends, and pray again, the same thing.
Someone different,
yeah. Or maybe you know them, but you don't really know to very detailed, no problem, yeah. Can do it three person. Pray for each other, three persons. One, if you want.